Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
You ready? Let's go.
Live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive.
I won't deny you, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna... It's time to play the game. Time to play the game!
Now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com.
Thanks, Andrew Downs, and welcome to the latest installment of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive is our lead sponsor this year, and we've enjoyed partnering with them. Y'all keep selling them out of TVs and whatnot. We'll have the Nebraska Furniture Mart Cyclone Fanatic Deal of the Week coming up with Tim Mullins here in about 20 minutes. We're at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. This is the spot to be if you're not out on the mean streets of Des Moines begging for candy. We've got Florida State, Louisville. Brent Bloom, is it Louisville or?
Louisville.
Louisville?
That's,
yeah.
Doesn't matter.
But big game, regardless. Big game tonight. We've got some NFL football, and we will not have baseball on the television tonight, sadly enough. You were.
Tough break for your Royals.
I know how you work, Bloom. I guarantee you. You were cheering for the Giants last
night. No, I don't like the Giants either.
No, but you were just wanting to be against everybody else. You knew everybody wanted the Royals to win, so Bloom's going to cut against the grain and just make everybody mad.
At the end, I think I did want the Royals to win.
Really?
I think so.
That's commendable. Good for you.
I was more cheering for my guy, Coop, the first base ump last night.
He had a controversial call at one point.
Yeah, he had the check swing.
The check swing.
I think he got it right.
Good call?
I think he got it right.
Good call.
Yeah.
All right.
But, it's... Baseball's over now, so it's college football. We got the playoff, the Final Four.
Yep.
We've got NFL in full swing, and then, of course, NBA basketball started this week, so I'm a happy man.
You didn't mention Iowa State basketball.
Well, we all know that's coming.
Yeah. No, that's kind of a big deal right now. People are nuts about it, Bloom. They're
the
nuts.
Turbo next Friday.
I had a guy in my mailbag today ask me how many Cyclones will average double-doubles this year. The last Cyclone to average a double-double was Dean Utoff in 1978. Let's slow our roll a little bit, people. All right? Let's just calm down.
Did he mean, like, double figures?
No, he meant double-doubles. I mean, he may have meant double figures, but he wrote double-doubles. So, that got me fired
I hope
up
you said
bit.
Zero.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
And I said I'm very confident in that, too.
What I did see this week, I looked it up, I think on Monday, the amount of tickets remaining for the entire season. Not just for, like, one game. For the entire season, there's, like, 500 left for the entire season.
That Lamar game,
like a handful for Viterbo. But everything else is selling out.
Is it Viterbo or Viterbo?
It's Viterbo.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Viterbo.
You can call it what you want. The V-Hawks.
Yeah.
But, no, that's next Friday. So, the anticipation around this basketball season, it's crazy.
It's hot, man.
It's crazy.
I've never seen anything like it. And I was talking with Ken Miller on these airwaves the other day. I've been covering Iowa State now for 10 years. I've never seen anything even comparable to what's going on with this basketball. And I don't even know – I'm not even going to call it hype. I think people are just genuinely excited. You know what I mean? I don't see a ton of Iowa State fans saying Final Four or bust or anything like that. I just think people are jacked up.
Well, enjoy it. It's a fun product to watch.
Yeah.
And when you throw in being in the top 15 for the first time since 1997, coupled with a 2-5 football team, and really every day there's something new written about somebody that can be promoted.
You got Niang on this list here.
Yeah, Hogue's over here somewhere. You've got McKay on a list. It's just like there's so many lists, so much coverage. Just play a game.
We're going to leave with basketball. If you want to talk hoops with us, you're welcome to join us on the Hy-Vee Hotline, 515-284-5966. Again, the Hy-Vee Hotline is 515-284-5966. Steve Young there to answer the call. Do you worry, though, like about the proverbial Iowa State kick to the junk? Because everybody is so pumped up. Do you worry about, like, somebody rolling an ankle early or, I didn't even say anything worse than that because I'm not wanting to, like, put a jinx on anybody. But I think most Iowa State fans feel like whenever something really positive's happened, like for instance, if the Clones would have a 17-point lead going into the fourth quarter on Friday, nobody in Jack Trice Stadium would be comfortable with that. You probably should be. Or does Hoiberg, to you, kind of nix that? I mean, this is a guy who went out in Hilton Madness a couple weeks ago, Bloom, and was talking about national championship banners. I don't ever remember Tim Floyd doing that, do you?
Well, no, but he's not out of line.
No, he's not.
When you look at what Iowa State has back and the rest of the national landscape, he's not out of line. Yeah, they're in the top 15, but if the cards break right, they definitely can contend. They could have contended last year.
Yeah.
And really, at the end of the year, they were playing as good as pretty much anybody.
Yeah.
And UConn illustrates in the tournament. So it's forgotten about, but UConn had to make a last-second shot in their opening round game to beat St. Joe's.
They did.
So anybody.
A lot of people didn't have them getting out of the first round.
I didn't. That's why they made me mad. I had St. Joe's winning that game.
Your bracket exploded.
I had Phil Martelli.
With
Come
one
on,
shot.
Phil, right. But anything can happen, especially in college basketball. So I don't think those expectations are out of line. But Fred has a way, especially with the way last year developed, where they were down, 10 points, 8 different times, and came back to win every game. There's a calmness and a confidence in his teams that is unlike anything in Iowa State sports previously. Yes, he's had some bad breaks with the officials, but really none of the Iowa State basketball team's doing since he's been there.
Well, and you made a nice point on Twitter a couple of weeks ago when you said something along the lines of if Fred Hoiberg can have Royce White and Chris Allen get along. I mean, for real. Now, if those guys were both fine. Neither one of them got in trouble when they were all at Iowa State. Nothing like that. But if you know those two guys,
and you know their past and their presence.
Yes. Then you're like, that's pretty damn impressive that he was able to pull that off.
Well, and like Matt Abdelmassi told us last week, the most surprising thing to him this practice season has been the unselfishness of everybody, including DeJon Jones, who supposedly had a reputation of being kind of a selfish guy. But they know if they want to play, they have to pass the ball. And when you have guys like Niang, Naslong, and Monte Morris, like your big thing. And I agree with you. There's a culture around Iowa State basketball that you have to play this way or else you're not going to play. And they have the depth now where if you don't buy in, you're just not going to be on the floor.
And here's the difference for you. 2 years ago, let's just say, let's start, 2 years ago, and they had a pretty good team.
They did.
If Abdul Nader is on the team 2 years ago, he has to play. You know what I mean? Because he's that much more talented, more athletic. He brings more to the table. You got to have him on the floor in one way or another. I think Abdul Nader is the biggest wild card on Iowa State's roster going into the season. I think Abdul Nader could win the Big 12 Newcomer of the Year, but I also think Abdul Nader could find himself on the outside looking in of Iowa State's rotation. I think there's that big of an up and down when you're talking about a guy like that. Point being, though, now Fred has the luxury of, you're not doing things my way, you're going to sit on the pine right over there next to the walk-ons. You know what I mean? But I don't think 2 years ago you got to have that guy on the floor.
Well, look at Royce's team. So they had Percy Gibson playing 20 minutes in games, Percy Gibson saw the light at the end of the tunnel this year that he wasn't going to be seeing the court. Now he's at Oakland. I mean, there's a minutes deal there where they can play guys, but more than that, they can play different styles now with McKay, where you can go big. You talked about it media day. If you want to throw Sal Burris in there and you've got 7'1", 6'9", 6'8", if you want, or you can go small like they have in the past. You could play Nader as that four spot, and he'd be fine there. He's a physical enough kid. He's bigger than Edgem was.
515-284-5966. That is the Hi-V hotline, the Cyclone Fanatic radio show. Of course, we're presented by Nebraska Furniture, Martin Clyde. Bloom, I keep hearing this. Made some calls this week, you know, just feeling it out. How's practice going? Who's looking good? This Matt Thomas. I mean, Bloom, I'm hearing it from everybody. Everybody. And Abdelmassi kind of hinted at it last week. I made some calls, some off-the-record stuff. Everybody is praising one Matt Thomas. Fred Dind out in Kansas City. He goes, he's killing it in a scrimmage. Kid's on fire right now.
If you think about it this way, last year at this point, all the expectation around Matt Thomas.
Yeah.
And he didn't play poorly, but he had some confidence issues, which could be expected when you're jumping from La Crosse, Wisconsin, to the Big 12, but now that he's adjusted, the talent is there. He came out as his senior year of high school, was named the best jump shooter coming out. He was a top, 70 kid, top 50 kid by a lot of recruiting rankings.
Well, all those guys said he's the best shooter in the class.
So he had the expectations. The talent's there. He's a big kid. He's 6'4", 215. The size isn't the problem. It's the confidence. And if he has confidence, he's got all the ability. So that doesn't surprise me one iota. He's a year older, comfortable with the system. He's going to have a huge sophomore year. But the thing is, how much is he going to play? I think he will get his way into that lineup, but you still have DeJon Jones.
It's Fred
there.
Hoiberg coaching you're talking about here, though, Bloom. If Matt Thomas is making 40% of his three-point shots, they got him. He's in there somewhere.
Yeah, but you also have Naz and BDJ there, too. And so the word of the minutes breakdown. And I think that's, you know, Matt's going to miss the first two games
in the exhibition.
So we won't really know what we have with him until game three or four. But that's why it's up to if Naz Long and BDJ want to get those starter minutes, they're going to have to play well in those first couple.
I posed this question. Travis Hines, very well-respected Iowa State basketball writer, friend of mine. I think he's great. I was saying this when he was at Marshalltown. I go, somebody's got to pick him up. He's an all-star. I posed this question to him on a podcast earlier this week. I'm going to do the same to you. True or false, everybody on Iowa, somebody is going to be upset, or multiple people, with the amount of minutes they are getting at Iowa State, let's say in January. True or false?
Somebody has to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, true.
Absolutely.
Now, will they let it affect them is
That's
another
the question.
Story.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so, you know, you smell what I'm cooking. Yeah, well, you know where I'm going here.
Because Percy Gibson last year couldn't have been happy, but he didn't, you know, he didn't throw a fit.
Well, that's Percy, though. I don't think, I mean, Percy happy, Percy sad. Yeah, he's kind of the same guy.
But the good thing is, even if somebody, worst case, throws a temper tantrum and just doesn't want to be a part of it, there's enough depth that it's not going to be a huge problem. Because a guy like Niang's not throwing a, you know, he's going to play. Monte Morris is going to play. McKay's going to play.
You're talking about.
I don't know how much it can really affect.
You're talking about the tier of Matt Thomas.
Dorsey Walker,
I think he's on the outside looking in, just my opinion. I'm talking about the Abdul Naders. I think
Sal Burris,
he's a project. I'm not counting on him being a 15-minute-per-game guy.
And then, but Clayton Custer's on that line, but he's your backup point guard.
Yeah, I think he's got a spot. If he's healthy, he's got a spot. I think Naz Long, I mean, he has his role of being like the – I mean, he's going to get his, but I think if you're Naz Long, though, and you end your sophomore season the way you do, don't you want to start, or not even start, but don't you want to be
same role,
one of the main guys?
Sure.
You know what I mean? You don't want to take a reduction just because some guys came in. So, I mean, and Naz is, I don't want to insinuate that he's going to be a problem.
No.
He's the last guy. I mean, he's probably the biggest team player on that basketball team. But I think this is a real challenge for Fred Hoiberg, though, because he's never had to do this before. We saw it on the eastern side of the state last year. Depth. We got all this depth. Well, that could have been their worst nightmare at the end of the year because of the rotation and how that whole thing went down. So, you know, how does Fred deal with that when Jameel McKay comes in, when these guys aren't suspended early on? No matter what, however you want to put it, last year's team was as good as they were because of their chemistry. You don't come back the way that they did as many times as they did unless you don't, you know, you don't want to go to war with each other. And will they be able to do that December, January? That's what I want to know.
The other factor here, though, is Fred's system with the high volume of shots and points helps a
lot. That does help. You're a good
point. Because you're not in a half-court system where one guy is dominating the ball. And now without DeAndre Kane, I think they'll share the ball even more. And so even though guys are only playing maybe, you know, 12 to 20 minutes at times, they're still getting 6, 7, 8 shots.
Yeah.
And that's good. If you're playing only 15 minutes, but you're maxing out your effort level to what a half-court offense would be like 30 minutes, then, you know, you feel like you're giving effort, and that's sometimes what matters. So I think the style helps, and they can pressure now more defensively as well. So that part won't be a problem. But, yeah, I mean, when you have 11, 12 guys that could potentially play, I don't see Fred going more than 9. I mean, that's kind of the NBA philosophy.
I would agree with that.
You don't play more than 9 guys. So someone's going to be on the outside. But it could be a different guy every game. You can keep people happy.
515-284-5966 if you'd like to join us on the Hy-Vee Hotline, the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. We're at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. I would imagine we have a ton of listeners tonight, Bloom, because everybody's driving the kids out on Halloween. Well, that's tomorrow. But I know we have one listener, and that's Bruce in Des Moines. What's up, Bruce? You're on the Hy-Vee Hotline. How are you?
Good. Hey, I think you're wrong about people worrying that much about playing time. If let's say you have a 10-person rotation, that would be 20 minutes a game if it was all divided equally. Well, of course, it's not going to be. But, you know, Hoiberg with the Timberwolves, about 10, 12 minutes. minutes a game. He was fine with that. He would have kept doing it. He hadn't had his heart thing. I think that if they're and they have a really, really good, nationally prominent team, anybody that's playing 10, 12 minutes a game there is just going to be fine with that if they have a really, really good team. I think when you get this kind of reaction you're talking about, is you're not winning. That's my thought about it.
That's a good point.
And Hoiberg's really good, I think,
at
getting, at recruiting people that are good, solid people. They may have had a little trouble or something, but it's usually minor. And they're just good. They all seem like such good, solid people. That's my thought.
Thanks, Bruce. That's a good point. Winning helps everything. And I want to make it clear, I'm not predicting this happening. I'm saying it could happen. How are you going to deal with it and make it? Because the difference, Bloom, between now and 15, 10 years ago, you didn't have AAU coaches in your ear going, hey, man, you could transfer. There's like 25, 30% of the guys playing in college basketball that have transferred from somewhere.
Right.
I mean, that's insane to think about 15 years ago. So my point is the culture's changed. And no matter how great your clubhouse is, and I think Iowa State has a very strong one, I mean, to think that one or two guys isn't going to be happy about their minutes, I hope they're not happy with their minutes. I hope Sherron Dorsey Walker isn't happy with playing 5 minutes a game. You'd think that you'd hope that he wants to be getting that shot at the starting lineup.
And the other factor here is McKay's going to miss the first portion of the season, which will take one guy out of the rotation. So that'll appease another spot for a while. Now, once you get to the conference play, McKay's going to play. I mean, there's no doubt there. But Kentucky's having the same conversation.
Yep.
I mean, they've got all those freshmen and all those youngsters that are almost pushing out the vets of playing. They're wondering how they're going to play 12 guys. And so it's a good problem to have. I mean, Kentucky made it all the way to the final last year. It's a good problem to have, but it's a unique circumstance for Fred Hoiberg, and it's just another thing he has to manage. But there has nothing he has done
Correct.
In his previous 4 years that have said that he won't be able to handle this one.
In fact, I think if you were to rank him for his strengths, I think his number one strength would be dealing with egos and dealing with characters, and that he's been really impeccable when it comes to that. Paul is in Des Moines. Hey, Paul, what's up?
How's it going, gentlemen?
Great. How are you? Happy Beggar's Night, my friend.
Happy Beggar's Night. You guys begging for a Hoiberger up there?
Yeah, well, we will be. We're going to be getting some Hoibergers and some Paul Rhodes pizzas here before too long. What's up with you?
Trying to keep a low-key Thursday night.
Did you have any munchkins come to your door yet?
Not yet. I'm sure they'll be here any minute.
All right. What's on your mind?
Hey, I think chemistry. We talk about this men's basketball team, and I think we've seen it in the last couple years. Fred puts the best five on the floor. And for any situational things that he needs to adjust for, he generally adjusts for it. But I think he's been really consistent of just putting the best five team guys out there, the best five who are going to play together. And it doesn't necessarily have to do with talent because the best five has generally been the ones that have played the best together, have kind of played the best team defense. Not that we've had a whole lot of that necessarily, but I've seen him play just the best five guys. So I think when it comes down to minutes, everyone kind of knows what their role is and where they're at. And I think he's been pretty transparent with all of them, just from what you hear about how they carry themselves and how they talk about them.
Yeah.
That's all
thanks, Paul. We appreciate it. Again, this is not a prediction. I think this is a realistic conversation to have, though. I mean, it's not all roses all the time, people. I think we're all confident that Iowa State's going to have a good team this year. I think that we're all confident that Fred can deal with just about anything that's tossed his way. But in this day and age, somebody's, might be a little bit unhappy with their playing time at the end of the season.
It's interesting. It's part of progression of a program.
Yeah.
Last year at this time, we're talking about who's the point guard. They don't really have one.
Yeah.
And who's going to shoot the ball. And those problems were solved. Now, this is an entirely different issue.
It's a good problem.
But it's one when you're making progression and you're getting a lot of good players, this is what happens, and that's a positive.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, Florida State and Louisville, getting ready to kick off. When we come back, we are going to unveil this week's Nebraska Furniture Martin Clive Cyclone Fanatic Deal of the Week. Bloom, who is Crystal handing out candy at your house tonight?
Something. I'm not.
This is the second year in a row we've been here on Beggar's Night.
You're going to get egged.
Now, I actually set the bowl out in front of the house.
Oh, that's a dumb move.
I know, but it, you know, I'm thinking I live in Bondurant. It's got to be pretty tame there. We had like, it was the first year we lived in that house. We had like over 100 trick-or-treaters. It was just insanity. And I'm thinking that community's like doubled since we got there. So, you know, it's, hey, show up. You take a piece of candy per. And I'm hoping that the house is okay when I get back. My wife is working, too. I don't know what to do. We have to make a living, Bloom.
Bondurant is a wholesome place, but there's an alley teenager who's just walking away with a bag full of Snickers right now.
That's a bag full of candy corn.
What did you get? What'd you put out there?
I believe it was a combo. Had some Runts. Had some Butterfinger. I believe a little Twix.
See that? Yeah, so I'm one for three there. I don't care for the Runts or the Butterfingers.
Well, I swear, if I took you to Cold Stone and said, dude, you could have whatever you want, you'd be like, hey, I want the vanilla, man. Give me the vanilla, maybe sprinkle it with a little bit of chocolate, but, you know, don't give me any of that crazy stuff.
I don't even know those Runts. What are your Butterfingers?
All right, we'll get to the Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive.
I'll give you one of those.
Deal of the week when we come back. He's Brent Bloom. I'm Chris Williams. It's the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We are at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, back right after this on 1460 KXNO.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Hey, Fanatics, this is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com, and today I want to tell you about my good friends over at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Nebraska Furniture Mart has always been known for their legendary service and, of course, that unrivaled selection, but did you know that the store here in Clive has the largest appliance display in all of Iowa? There's also a huge flooring selection. They've got countertops, window treatments, and don't forget the big one. Every man loves a good television. They have a ton of them at Nebraska Furniture Mart. Martin Clive. So, did you know that Nebraska Furniture Mart also guarantees you that they'll have the lowest price? Oh yeah, they shop around all the major competitors, including Amazon, and they want to ensure that they have the lowest prices in town. So do yourself a favor, check them out. One block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive, it's Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise. Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Hey, welcome back to Benchwarmers in Ankeny, a little Halloween slash beggars night themed Cyclone Fanatic radio show. Is this a theme, Bloom?
Sure.
We're going to, later on in final segment of the program, so we normally do five questions. We're not going to do that. We're going to do a Halloween kind of like a story time with Big 12 characters. So Bloom and I have each come up with some Halloween characters, and then we've paired them with your favorite members of the Big 12 Conference.
Clearly a busy day for both of us here.
It's the type of hard-hitting journalism you get at CycloneFanatic.com.
Absolutely.
And the Cyclone Fanatic radio show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Speaking of that, Tim Mullen, so last week we sold a bunch of TVs and we adopted a lot of animals, correct?
Yeah, we had a great week out there. Last week we had our ALR event. Animal Rescue League came out and had they actually brought eight animals out. I didn't know exactly how much they were going to bring out. Brought eight animals out, and sure enough, we had seven of them adopted out of eight.
That's
wow. Awesome. So, and it turned out the one that didn't get adopted, they had just taken in, and they admitted that kind of skittish on the first event, but they said this puppy will be gone in a week. His little chihuahua didn't make it, but
Okay.
Go down to the ARL, and I'm sure it's still down there if you're interested in one, but great people, great event. It was a gorgeous day outside, so they got to hang out outside and run around. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, great event out there. We were very happy how that went.
That's great. Yeah. I'm a big animal guy.
Yeah.
So I love. We should probably all team up and do something big for the ARL.
Yeah, it'd be a blast. Cool. Well, and with the success of that, I mean, we're absolutely going to team up with them again down the road.
Yeah.
Won't saturate the fun of it, but we'll do something down the road here come springtime and have them back out again.
Yeah.
Because it was just a great event, and the store was just a buzz.
That's great.
Kids are having fun. And,
yeah.
It's actually funny. We had a. I told you last week, Jessica, my manager, helped put it on, and I think that if. She was going to make sure every pet got adopted, no matter what.
That's great.
She's probably selling animals that day a little more than flooring, but very passionate about it and did a great job.
Well, you sold me a projector this week
because
I'm a projector guy.
Yeah.
I have a dark basement, so I don't really. It's not an issue for me.
No.
I have a very good setup for a projector, and mine crapped out on me. I want to give a shout out to your boy Andy.
Yep.
He's a good TV guy. He knows everything there is to know about the TV side of things.
Yeah, he's been with me. I've been there over 11 years now. He's been there 15 years now selling TVs, and just I call him a TV guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's great with everything. You go in and see Andy, and I got a question. That's who I go to. And
that's your guy.
He's my guy.
I wore him out, man, with questions about this projector that I bought.
Yeah, he loves it though.
Speaking of TVs,
yeah.
That's the deal of the week. We're doing another TV deal, but people are responding.
Love the TVs.
The fanatics love televisions.
It really is. You know, it's funny. We've tried a couple things. We tried some appliances. We're going to hit a couple more appliances before our time's done here. But, you know, we hit some flooring out there. It's kind of tough to, you know, not a lot of people are sitting around going, oh, impulse buy on flooring.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We're still putting some good deals out there. But, you know, we keep throwing these TVs at the fanatics, and they keep coming to see
they
us.
Keep buying them.
They keep,
buying
to
the TVs.
Us, so.
This is a good deal this week.
I think it's a great deal. It goes back similar to the one we had a few weeks ago. We're going to take a TV this week. It's a Haier. I'll explain a little bit about them here in a second, but it's a Haier 40-inch LED TV. While supplies last through Sunday, this TV MSRP is for $399, and we're going to do it for $199 again. We're going to do a 40-inch LED
off.
TV, half off.
Yes.
At $199 while supplies last through Sunday.
So Haier, I've never really heard of them in the TV game. It's a good quality product.
It is absolutely. You know what it? You know, it does it have Samsung on it? Does it have Sony on it? No, it doesn't. But here's what Haier has. They've got a great price point product, and they're actually worldwide known very well. It's an overseas brand, and they're majorly known in the appliance industry, and they're kind of following Samsung and LG's run and saying, hey. These guys are making a good run at electronics, too. I think we can, too. And they started putting out a product, and they've done a great job. I mean, we don't have service issues with them. People are enjoying them. And you're not paying for the name that everybody's all consumed with. But, you know, a great product. But, you know, this TV specifically has a lot of great attributes to it. It's got plenty of inputs. It's got three HDMI inputs. Nice thing is it has a VGA input.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a computer monitor. You can have yourself a 40-inch computer monitor for $199.
Well, anymore. With the multiple monitor deals we got going, I mean, we're a nation that needs multiple inputs in our lives.
Yep.
Like, I find myself in my living room going, dang it, I need to see something else here.
Right.
And I got the base, like last night's perfect, right?
Yeah.
So we got the World Series game on the main monitor, but I want to watch my NBA.
You wanted to watch McBuckets.
Yeah, I had to get McDermott on there, but I had to watch the Kobe show on the other monitor. I only have one monitor. What do I do?
I get it.
You hook your Apple TV up to that bad boy, you got your $200 monitor right there.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's a great TV for the man cave or throw it up as a computer monitor, but It's a really strong brand. We've had great success with it. But again, we're talking about a 40-inch TV for $199.99. Why wouldn't you come in and see us? And we got some. We got a decent amount of them. Selling them through Sunday.
All right.
Come in and see us, and we'll take care of you.
Through Sunday, I'm going to pop in tomorrow, pick up my new projector, and I'll check this TV out. I'll walk out with another $200 purchase.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Need one for the garage.
I do. I need one for, well, you could never
bathroom. Have
too many.
You can pull in the bathroom.
Need one on the John. All right, picks of the week. Now, you can do these picks with us at CycloneFanatic.com on the football forum, and we're doing the drawing for the Kegerator coming up in December.
It's getting
Auburn,
closer.
Yeah, it's getting closer. Boy, we're almost there.
Yeah, I know.
We're almost there. Auburn is at Ole Miss. 2.5-point favorite, Ole Miss. We do our bets of the week on our Friday podcast. That's coming up tomorrow. This is one of my bets of the week, my best bet perhaps of the week. I like Ole Miss at 2.5. Coming off of last week, I'm a believer in their talent. I'm a believer in what they're doing there. Auburn hasn't been great on the road in true road games this year. I like Ole Miss bounce back 27-24. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, you know, Ole Miss is 8-1 against the spread. I'm going to say they're going to be 8-2 after this week. I think Auburn.
You're not buying Ole Miss.
I'm not buying
Ole
Miss.
Hey, I like it. It's bold.
You know, and the thing is I just think it goes to they're both right in that point where this win means a lot at this time of the season. I think it's that been there, done that for Auburn.
Yep.
I think they're ready for the level of stress that if they lose this, that's a huge deal.
Yep.
And I don't think they'll lose it. So I think Auburn goes in there and takes that 2.5 and runs.
What do you think, Bloom?
You know, this is political season.
Yep.
And you hear all those commercials about how this person's bad for America. You can't trust this person. Well, you can't trust Bo Wallace. You cannot trust Bo Wallace. He melted down last week.
Come on, be nice to the kid.
He had a huge – no, you can't. No, as a football player, he's probably a good kid. I don't know about that. But you cannot trust Bo Wallace. And he just don't do it. You're going to regret it. You got to go with the sure thing and Gus Malzahn.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We're 2-1 for that one. Here's another one of my best ones for the week.
Yeah.
I love Oregon to crush Stanford. Yeah. I really do. All the trends in this game would point you to take Stanford, but Oregon has a lot to play for. They're at home. I like the Ducks at 9.5. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, you know, earlier in the year we talked about it seems Oregon slips up once a year.
Yep.
Every year. And every time after they have that slip up, they are rock solid.
Yeah, they are.
And I don't think this is the Stanford defense that's been in the last couple of years. Don't get me wrong, it's good, but it's not, you know, scary. And I think Oregon is that team on the outside looking in, and they want to show voters – that once whoever loses between Auburn and Ole Miss this week, that's their spot. I think they go in there, and I think they run it up to prove a point, and they take care of business.
What do you think, Blue?
I hate to be boring, but 3-for-3 with that same reason.
Yeah, no, I think it's a smart pick this week. All right, playoff implications, too. I mean, that's something we got to talk about going forward. Bloom, Kansas is a 36-point underdog to Baylor in Waco. What do you think?
Art Briles and Kim Mulkey work for the same school. And they're both not afraid to run up the score. So, poor Kansas here. Right? That Baylor needs, you know, your same reason, playoff points.
Yep.
Saw what TCU did. You are encouraged to put up big numbers.
Absolutely.
And Baylor has not put up big numbers
this
the last
like
month.
It's like anti-1995.
I know.
They put up 70 on those guys.
Do you remember when Miami was doing that?
Yeah.
It was like such a big deal. So then they put in this, like, the BCS thing, it was like a 36-point gap, or I don't even remember what that rule. And now they're just saying,
run it up.
Yep, score 90.
I feel bad for KU here. I really do.
What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, you know, I saw the 36 points, and I'm thinking, man, 36
That's
is
a lot of points.
Yep.
And then I remembered it's Baylor versus Kansas. And I don't know if 36 enough at that point, honestly. I think Baylor's just going to wreck them.
Art Briles is 19-3 against the spread at home since 2011.
Yeah.
And they're coming off of a loss? Come on. It's the Bears.
But Petty has not been very good.
No,
I agree. Let's get that straight here.
Well, the last few weeks.
I don't know what his deal is, but if there's a – and Kansas's defense has always been okay. So
TCU and West Virginia are good enough to take advantage of that. I don't know if Kansas is. I mean, they found something in Baylor's offense and were able to exploit it.
I mean, TCU is TCU, and West Virginia has obviously proved to be better than people thought they were at the beginning of the year.
If you're in Vegas right now, you have to ask yourself, can Baylor get to 50? And if the answer is yes, then take Baylor.
This reminds me of that Baylor non-conference game at Buffalo earlier this year. We had the same conversation.
Yeah, same deal.
In Waco, I don't know. So we're all going to take the Bears.
Yeah, it's Baylor. Yeah,
I think you have
even at 36.
Oklahoma State at Kansas State, the Wildcats and Coach Snyder are 14-point favorites. Here's one for you. Oklahoma State 0-4-1 against the line in their last five. Bill Snyder 14-5 against the line in his last 19 home games. I like Kansas State, Bloom.
I mean, you probably shouldn't go against the vampire on Halloween, but I don't know. That's a lot of points for them.
It's down to like 12 now.
They're not a great offense. They're a good offense. And I don't. What's going on with Oklahoma State the last few weeks?
Right.
They're not great. I just think that's a big number. I'll take the Cowboys regrettably.
Okay, Sam, what do you think?
You know, I think to your point, Bloom, I think Oklahoma State's not really sure who they are right now.
Yeah.
I think after what happened to them last week in Stillwater, I think they know what they need to get a win, but I think K-State's running high right now. I don't know if 14's enough. I think K-State wins big here.
Okay. I'm with you. TCU, this is a game of the week, boys. TCU
yeah.
is a 6-point favorite at West Virginia. What do you think about this one, Tim?
You know, I think after last week, TCU's running really high.
Yep.
I mean, they went in and they just, 82 points they put up. But I think West Virginia, once again, you know, before last week I made the comment that I bet against West Virginia three times. They proved me wrong. And I don't know if you remember last week. I took them last week.
Yep, you did.
I took them, and I took them to cover easy, and they did.
Yep.
I'm riding West Virginia here.
All right.
I think it might be a close one, but they cover at a minimum. But I think they go out there and win by 3-7, somewhere in there.
It's a scary place to
it
play,
is.
Bloom.
Quit making West Virginia home underdogs. Like, it's a terrible idea. Just don't do it. And this is going to bite them again. I think West Virginia wins straight up.
Yeah.
I reluctantly, for that reason, Bloom, I reluctantly took TCU.
Oh,
and the only reason, here's the reason I'm doing it, though, because I truly believe that they and Kansas State, I think that they are the class of the Big 12.
Yep.
Even above Baylor, and everybody knows how much I like Baylor. I've seen enough.
Art Briles.
Yeah, I've seen enough, Art. I'm off your I love you, man, but I'm off your bandwagon this year. And maybe this is a pick more of Big 12 pride than anything. But the Big 12 needs TCU to win this football game. So I'm going to go 38-31 final. A lot like the Oklahoma game earlier this year in Morgantown. This is how this one plays out. Oklahoma is a 16-point favorite over the Clones. Tim, what do you think?
I don't see how it's 16 points, to be honest with you. With the offense that Iowa State's been putting in play lately, 16 points seems crazy to me at home. And I know it's Oklahoma, but you know, at a minimum, Iowa State covers here. But I think if they can get out there, don't let Oklahoma get out there quick. Hold that defense and keep it in there and put up some points. I think Iowa State's got a great chance, but I'm at least taking Iowa State to cover here. I don't think 16's
I want to know your
much.
Your thoughts first.
Well, the Clones are 5-1-1 against the spread this season.
Been very good.
4-0-1 as an underdog.
Mm-hmm.
Offense is trending up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oklahoma, it's an 11 o'clock kick in Ames. It's going to be cold. I like Iowa State.
Pretty much the same reasons I was going to go with there. And you throw in that Trevor Knight's been dicey.
Yeah, and the Wizard, man. The Wizard loves quarterbacks like Trevor Knight who are a little bit dicey.
And they're due for a comeback game.
Yeah.
Because for 2 weeks, you know that Rhodes and Burnham have been like, what the heck was that guy against Texas?
Yeah.
So I think the defense, I mean, if they can get it, hold them to 30, it'd be a good day for them. The Oklahoma offense is still really good. They can run the ball. Oklahoma scored 30 or more in 10 straight games.
Yeah.
So that'd still be a good effort. But I think with the Iowa State offense, and Oklahoma's defense has had some holes in the back end, I agree. This could be down the wire. It really could.
All right. Well, we're all taking Iowa State.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's a fun game on Saturday at 11 o'clock.
Tim? Did you know?
What's up?
Iowa State's offense, from an efficiency standpoint, is ranked 26th in the nation. Baylor's is 27th.
Where
How about that?
Where did, you read, did, you, did you read Kirk Collins' column?
I did.
This morning about Iowa State's success on third down.
That's a big reason why.
Yeah. If they keep progressing.
They
I've
are.
Been saying it all week. If that offense keeps progressing, they'll be in every game the rest of the year. I truly believe
they're
that.
They're headed the right way.
I don't know if they'll win, but they're going to be in.
They're going to be in. That's why 16 is too much.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And, yeah, come on. Are they not due to beat Oklahoma at some point?
I know.
I mean, they got to beat them at some point.
They do.
They've got to. We'll do it for Clay Stapleton. All right. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate
it. Absolutely.
We'll get everybody into Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive by that TV.
Get higher.
Half off. Half off a 40-inch TV. How can you beat that? You can't.
$200.
When we come back, Bloom and I are going to talk college football playoff and more. Right after this, you're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We are here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Back after this on 1460 KXNO.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy.
So drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. Simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on fuel. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Hy-Vee Fuel Saver, good at more than 1,200 gas stations across the Midwest, including Hy-Vee Gas, Casey's General Store, and participating Shell stations. Sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise.
Yeah, we've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days. Okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank, the right people, the right process, period. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Fanatics, this is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com, and today I want to tell you about my good friends over at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Nebraska Furniture Mart has always been known for their legendary service and, of course, that unrivaled selection. But did you know that the store here in Clive has the largest appliance display in all of Iowa? There's also a huge flooring selection. They've got countertops, window treatments, and don't forget the big one. Every man loves a good television. They have a ton of them at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. So, did you know that Nebraska Furniture Mart also guarantees you that they'll have the lowest price? Oh yeah, they shop around all the major competitors, including Amazon, and they want to ensure that they have the lowest prices in town. So do yourself a favor, check them out. One block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive, it's Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Hey, welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. We're just giving away TVs, people. We'll post the Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive deal of the week. A TV, a 40-inch LED, half off. We'll post it online tomorrow at CycloneFanatic.com. Right now, I want to go up to Ames and to Dr. Greenwald from the McFarland Clinic. Dr. Greenwald, first of all, happy Halloween to you. Second of all, your blog today on shoulder dislocations hit home, man. I've had multiple shoulder surgeries for that. Boy, I tell you what, you brought back some painful memories today, brother, when I had to read that. It's a nasty deal. I tell you what, I still feel, my shoulder, the range of motion in my left arm is still nowhere close to my right arm. What do I need to do to get that thing back to where it should be, man?
Well, you're like that weekend warrior, Chris.
I am.
They're playing hard and probably not working out as much as you should be and doing your exercises.
Well, I tell you what, so when I did it, and you'll know more about this than me, but I was in middle school in football, and the shoulder actually slipped out backwards. And normally it goes front. Does that ring a bell to you? I mean, it was a weird deal. They had to do all sorts of stuff to me when I was a kid.
Yeah, so your case is a little bit unusual because you're younger than most. Okay, so
yeah,
you're usually going to be skeletally mature before you start having shoulder dislocations, and you're right, it's usually going to come out the front.
usually going to be one of the defensive players, although he certainly can be a running back, land on the ball, and have someone jump on top of you.
Yeah,
you can do it in baseball. You can do it sliding into base. I've seen that. I've got a basketball players rebounding or reaching for a ball out to their side. And then, again, usually the ball is going to come out the front of the socket.
Yeah. No, and that's what they told me. I think the guy told me when it happened, it was like 98% of the time it goes out the front, at least in the scenario that mine had happened. So this is the same deal, though. I mean, you guys can do a lot of stuff scope-wise where, you know, an athlete, a young athlete, you know, a high school or college athlete, they don't have to miss a ton of time for this type of deal because of the scope, right?
Well, it's interesting. You're right. The scope gives a great view. So it's tiny incisions, and actually you can see better with the scope than you can sometimes just opening up the shoulder. You're still going to need 3 to 4 months of rehab. The way I look at it, the first month, you kind of just rest the shoulder and heal up. The second month, you're going to work on motion. And then the third month, you're going to work on your strength.
Yeah, absolutely makes a lot of sense. Well, Doc Greenwald, we appreciate it. It was a very informative blog today. I loved all the pictures and stuff. It made a lot of sense. And if we have anybody listening having shoulder problems, we encourage them to go up and see at the McFarland Clinic. All right.
Glad to be of help. And let's go get a win on Saturday.
Yeah. What's your prediction? Clone's finally going to knock off Oklahoma. Can you feel it?
Oh yeah, I'd love it. I was down on the sidelines on that game down in Oklahoma when we had them. Remember with McCarney, and it was so sad. So I'd love to see us play well and keep it close and then win it in the end. That'd be great.
All right. Dr. Greenwald from the McFarland Clinic, thanks, man. Have a good night.
All right, you too, guys. Bye.
All right, take care. All right, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We are here on 1460 KXNO, presented, as always, by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. We're going to take our final break of the night. When we come back, Bloom and I, we're going to play our Halloween Big 12 football game. It's going to be fun right after this on 1460 KXNO.
Hi, this is Austin Arnaud. As a quarterback in high school and college, you quickly learn to develop trust in your teammates and the guys playing other positions around you. None more so than your receivers. When you drop back, go through your progressions and zero in on your target, you have to know that when you lob that pass, it's going to land in the sweet spot of your receiver's hands and lead to a touchdown. A good receiver is a quarterback's best friend. Maybe that's why Mark Charter is the most recommended realtor in Central Iowa. Having played receiver so well in high school, Mark developed great communication skills, precision, follow-through, and perhaps most importantly, carried the burden of never wanting to let his QB down. Now an accomplished real estate professional with RE/MAX, Mark works for a different QB, you, his clients. When you work with Mark to buy or sell a home, he combines his experience with your needs and desires to help you reach your own end zone. Touchdowns are great, but a successful real estate closing is even better. And Mark knows how to deliver both. Don't take my word for it, though. Read all the reviews about Mark you'll find on Trulia.com, Angie's List, and, of course, MarkCharter.com.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
There's really only one steak place that has the best steak. The most tender, most flavorful, mouth-watering steak. A place that makes the choice to serve you the best choice. because we believe there really is no other choice. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Premium, hand-selected, 100% natural beef. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve, because our choice is your best choice.
Sports radio in Iowa starts and ends right here. This is Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Brent Bloom, I want to give a shout-out to our friend Glenn Waterhouse, who usually joins us here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Glenn Waterhouse, of course, of State Farm Insurance. So Glenn's got a boat down. Yeah, he's got a boat down in southern Iowa, and it's going to freeze tonight. So it was integral to get the boat out of the water. So Glenn from State Farm Insurance could not join us tonight because he's getting his boat out of the water so that we didn't have any issues. Because, you know, if you leave it in the water and the engine freezes, it's not a good situation.
Yeah, I don't have a boat, but I can imagine.
So anyways, while Glenn's getting his boat out of the water, I want to encourage you all, you got to get more life insurance.
Can you insure a boat?
Yeah, absolutely you can insure a boat. You need to insure a boat. If you're not insuring your boat, because if you run into another boat and you kill somebody, you better have insurance. You know what I mean?
You can really insure a boat?
Yeah. Just like you can insure a motorcycle, you insure anything.
Huh?
Jennifer Lopez once insured her butt. Okay, you can insure whatever you want. And Glenn Waterhouse.
Yeah, well, if she does that, what would Nicki Minaj do?
GlennWaterhouse.com. That's where you insure it if you need anything. All right. Down there at Northwest 86th Street, Suite 100 at 5441 in Johnston. All right, so Bloom and I, we came up. It's Halloween tomorrow. It's Beggar's Night right now. We wanted to do a little theme to the program, and we're not doing five questions tonight because there's only two of us, which is fine.
Yeah.
And I thought we could come up with Halloween characters, and then we could work them in with our favorite cast of characters from the Big 12 Conference. So, Bloom, you got the obvious one. I'll let you go first.
Well, Wally the Wizard.
Yeah.
We've got him.
Oh, okay.
That's the Iowa State one.
That's the Wizard. Okay. Wally Burnham is the Wizard. Why?
Because he's a wizard.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay.
And then you've got the vampire Bill Snyder, who's commonly known around
now,
the Cyclone Fanatic program.
Yeah, you've really built this Bill Snyder vampire thing into an empire. Everybody thinks of him as the vampire now.
Well, because he is. So, I mean, nothing there. he's looked the same for the last 40 years, and he makes, like, Michael Honeycutt, right, the Oklahoma kicker?
Yeah.
Misses three makeable kicks.
He casts, like, a spell on him?
I don't know.
That would be a wizardly thing.
And he's up at night all the time eating Taco Bell. So that's the obvious one. So those, let's get that out of the way. It's a league full of characters, though. They're not a lot.
Yeah. No. One I came up with was, you know, like the decoration, the giant spider.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, in the because the spider web is like a, it's a positive, or it's not a positive, but it's a very common decoration.
Sure. Yeah.
Halloween season. Scott Drew is the big spider, I think, in the Big 12. I mean, he's always kind of slithering around. He's kind of like a snake, too. I think Scott Drew from Baylor's basketball coach would fit right in there.
Yeah, he's a car salesman. He'd be really good at that.
I like Scott Drew myself, but I'm just saying, like, it's perception.
Yeah.
Scott Drew's a great guy.
Supposedly.
Yeah. What do you got?
Cliff Kingsbury's a ghost.
Why is he a ghost? I did not understand this one.
The man has disappeared. I mean, so, Chris, they're 4-11. Their last 15 games.
Yeah, it's been awful.
William
high five because we called
we
this
did.
One, buddy.
Yeah.
Bam.
Now everyone's listening, going, "Hey, well, Paul Rhodes is 4-11 in the last 15 too." You're right, but at least Paul Rhodes has beat several ranked teams in his tenure.
Yeah.
Kingsbury's big wins. They beat Arizona State in a bowl game. And
bowl games. I'm sorry, but they really.
They're not gonna count those.
Yeah.
And then they beat a bad TCU team last year. He has not defeated a soul. He really hasn't. And at some point, the bloom's going to come off the rose down there. I mean, he's a good-looking guy.
He is a good-looking man.
As I know, good looks only go so far.
He's a very good-looking man.
And eventually,
you have
to do your own
listen
work.
To this.
Jokes, of course. Jokes.
The black cat. Black cats. We were talking about the ARL earlier. It's very hard to adopt a black cat. My wife used to work in a shelter, and it's very difficult to adopt black cats. Nobody wants them.
So, Charlie White? No. Oh.
The reason they don't want them is because they're perceived as just angry all the time, and I'm going to go with Bob Stoops. Have you listened to a Bob Stoops Big 12 telecom? I'm sorry. He's just a jerk to everybody these days. I mean, you could be like, hey, Bob, I really like your hairdo. He'd be like, shut up, next question. He's just mean to everybody, so I'm going to call Bob Stoops the black cat.
Where does he get the southern accent from?
He just created it so he could recruit SEC
he
country.
He sounds just like Coach Taylor in Friday Night Lights.
He has a dialect coach, Brent. Yeah. He's doing this for recruiting purposes only.
Well, it must be working. The guy's a heck of a coach. Let's not get that twisted. But
yeah,
he's just not a very friendly fellow.
No, he's just mean. He's downright mean.
I don't understand it. Speaking of characters, remember Jason from the Friday the 13th
movies? How can I forget?
Jason Voorhees, yeah. I believe his name.
Yeah.
The obvious connection here is Dana Holgorsen. Dana Holgorsen lost to Iowa State at home. And we went 4-8 last year. I mean, yeah. He was on the last ship out of town. He was
Rick Barnes treatment.
Yeah, I mean, he was dead.
Yeah, yeah.
He was dead, but he's come back. Now they're in the top 20. TCU is a great surprise to me. But West Virginia's overlooked. What he's done with that group from where they were last year, when everybody was essentially firing him,
yeah.
And he's a strange guy to begin with, but their turnaround's been pretty impressive.
Oh, and that
you
kills,
can't kill him.
It kills me because I was so anti-Holgorsen all last year, and not anti him. I wasn't a believer in his team.
Well, and it's so much harder to recruit to Morgantown than it is to Fort Worth, Texas. So I give Holgo some credit.
Oh,
that guy's doing some good
absolutely.
Work.
Absolutely, and he's doing it. Kind of, you know, in a different type of way, too. The transfer, you know, gets Clint Trickett. He's doing things unconventionally.
With his mullet, he would be great in the Jason mask as well.
That would look stylish, you know.
Really good
that would look
him.
Really stylish. Last one for me, the candy corn. Lon Kruger, always a reliable treat. It's very seasonal. You know when October rolls around, you're going to get a healthy dose of an overachieving Lon Kruger basketball team. And the candy corn is always going to be delicious.
Oh, we don't need to start this again, but our friend Kirk Holland had a great point about this. When you run out of candy corn during the Halloween season, don't fret. Just eat a candle that you have around your house, and it's the same thing.
It's crazy.
Because it's a terrible.
It's delicious. I'm not kidding. I think I got stomach problems last week because I ate so much candy corn. I bought the s'mores flavored. Candy corn.
So you don't flavor candy corn.
No, they taste like s'mores, but it's a great taste of candy corn that you've come to rely on over the years.
We had this debate last year, and I believe Team Bloom anti-candy corn won going away.
Well, yeah, because you pandered for their votes, and something I refuse to do.
Just candy corn, when you have the option of a Twix or a Reese's Pieces or whatever, don't pick candy. Candy corn is disgusting. You can put almonds with it. It doesn't matter. Candy corn takes away. Anti-candy corn.
I disagree.
But I'm pro Lon Kruger, so I don't know why you compare him to that.
Because he's all reliable, buddy. You always can count on Lon. Doesn't matter how much talent he has. They're going to overachieve. I want to, speaking of the stomach problems candy corn gave me, I want to give a shout-out to my friends at the Iowa Clinic.
Can help you out with that?
Yeah. I mean, I had to go in and see Doc Nicholson. I'm like, man, this candy corn really got to me. Doc Nicholson down at in Ankeny. At the Iowa Clinic. They've got the 8 Metro Clinics, Bloom. I always razz Tommy Birch about this from the Des Moines Register. Have you gotten a physical lately?
I'm a beacon of health.
Do you know that, though? Because what they'll do, they take a little blood. They can tell you, and right now you may be a beacon of health, but in 10 years you might not be. And there's probably going to be a little Bloom running around, and you want to be healthy for a little Bloom, do you not?
Allegedly.
It's never too early to get a good grasp on your health care.
Right.
So you need to establish a good relationship with the doctor just, you know, in case things go awry.
Fair point.
And I'm lucky. I'm lucky to have done that with my guy, Doc Nicholson, at the Iowa Clinic. Now, they've got a handful of doctors you can choose from. IAMenCenter.com. I like them, Bloom, because they've got doctors there that are specifically for men's health. That's what I like about it. They've got them for women, too, and everything for your whole family. But IAMenCenter.com. All right, Bloom, we'll cap things off. Iowa State, Oklahoma. I think we're both in the same boat. I see a good game, good football game on Saturday. The fourth quarter worries me. That tends to be when Oklahoma's line, you know, kind of beefs up and has dominated the Cyclones in the past. But I think we're in for a shootout.
Iowa State has always struggled to move the ball on them, though.
Yeah.
So have we really seen a progression? This will tell us, is the offense for real? Because Oklahoma gives Iowa State fits. They're going to come after him.
Yep.
Can they handle that? I can't wait to find out.
Wilson Toyota pregame show will go on 1460 KXNO bright and early at 8 o'clock on Saturday. Bloom will be there. Tron is gone. Jeff Woody will be my co-host on Saturday just north of Jack Trice Stadium. So long from bench warmers, everybody. We're going to watch Florida State Louisville right now.